Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Inclusive Technology for All, episode 37, scheduled to be released on April 1st, 2019. I'm Mike Murata, and each episode will bring you information about inclusive and assistive technology to increase independence. Whether it's technology for inclusive classroom learning or tools for community success, inclusive technology has become more mainstream and available for everyone. I'd love to hear from you. Join the conversation. Leave me an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast, and I'll play it in a future episode. All right, you ready? Let's go. So last week, I attended the ATAC Director's Leadership Symposium in Washington, D.C. Many of the topics of conversation focused on ways we could work more effectively at a state level to ensure access to assistive technology for anyone who needs it. One of my favorite parts of the symposium is the One Good Thing sharing session. Each state gets an opportunity to share one exciting, innovative thing they are doing in their state to promote AT use. While they were all great, I'm going to highlight two this week. Both Minnesota and Arizona work to develop web modules to support a deeper community understanding of AT and disability. The Minnesota STAR program developed this web-based guide to assistive technology to provide a deeper understanding of AT devices and services. The guide is divided into sections focused on AT for learning, working, and living. Then there's a module on funding strategies, along with the directory of AT. This is an amazing free resource, so make sure you share it with everyone. I'll add a link to the guide in the show notes. The second resource I want to share this week is from Arizona's ATAC program, AZTAP. They developed a web-based resource called Can You Hear Me Now? Understanding Hearing Loss. Divided into three lessons, this web-based tool walks a user through Hearing Loss 101, AT for hearing loss, and strategies to effectively communicate with an individual with a hearing loss. There are additional resources provided to support individuals with a hearing loss. Another really important resource, make sure you share this one far and wide too. I'll add the link to this in the show notes as well. While there are many types of translation apps and services out there for languages, we're still waiting for a reliable system to translate sign language into text. This week, I caught a YouTube video from the Connected Futures Prototyping and Talent Development Program, which is run by Verizon and NYU. One team has developed a prototype app that uses augmented reality to translate spoken language into sign language in real time. Simply speak into your smartphone and the user will see an image of a body producing the sign language superimposed directly over your body. The app will also translate sign language into text. Simply point your smartphone at the person producing the sign language and the text will appear on your screen above the person. While this app is still a prototype, it's a good indicator of the future of technology applications to remove barriers for all. I'll include a link to the YouTube video in the show notes. Last week was National AT Awareness Day, and if you were on social media, you saw tons of resources shared. In fact, I compiled every AT Awareness Day tweet into a Wakelet archive. Check it out at bit.ly/ATAwarenessDay19. And while we're at it, don't wait for next March to raise awareness about AT. Keep sharing your stories about the power of AT through social media, through interactions with people, whatever you can do. Let's get it out there about how critical inclusive and assistive technology is for all. Want to find other people interested in inclusive and assistive technology? Join us on Twitter every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for AT Chat. Each week, Karen Janowski and myself lead an hour-long discussion about tools and strategies for inclusion and accessibility for individuals with disabilities. This week was our monthly open forum. Always a favorite of mine, this type of chat has no structure, no pre-planned questions, or even a topic for that matter. Just a free-flowing sharing of ideas, resources, and strategies. There's always a fear at the beginning of one of these open forums that nobody will share, and then all of a sudden the gates open, everyone starts sharing at once. So many topics were covered in the hour, I couldn't even go into them now. We spoke about AT supports for higher ed, resources for classroom accommodations, and we had a really interesting discussion about the use of monitoring tools for people with disabilities. I really appreciated the insights discussed during the chat from several AT users who shared their feelings about this type of tool. Check out the Wakelet archive at bit.ly/ATChat032719 to catch up on everything. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Do you have an idea for a future episode? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast with your suggestion. It might just appear on an upcoming episode. To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow me on Twitter at MMATP and visit my website at MMATP.com for inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes. Bye for now. To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow me on Twitter at MMATP and visit my website at MMATP.com for inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes. Bye for now.